Daf Pei Aleph. So we got to the bottom of the Mishnah and Pei Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins Bechol Ma'aravim U'Mishatvin Chutz Min Hamayim U'Min Hamelach Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to use any food items to create the Shita Mavos, to create the Erev, as long as it's not water or salt. That's the one exclusion according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Yeshua says Kikar, who you have to use a bread, it must be used use a bread for the Erev, only that. Before we go ahead, there's a Hadi Paskin Halach Lamaisa. So we've discussed already many places that even though we assume Hilchas Erevin Kedivri Amekel, so one would have thought you should pass like Rabbi Eliezer, who's more Lakula, that you could use any food, Lav Dafka, bread. In this instance, we ask actually pass like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's for a variety of different reasons. Number one is we have a klal in the Piskei Halacha, Klali Apsak, that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, we always pass like Rabbi Yeshua over Rabbi Eliezer. That's number one reason. Another reason is Rabbi Eliezer is known as a Shmosi here. The Gemara says he is Shmosi, either he was placed in Kecherim or he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So that's another reason why we pass like Rabbi Yeshua over Rabbi Eliezer. And number three, the Rishonim point out, the Gemara goes on to try to figure out the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So when the Gemara puts emphasis on a particular position, that oftentimes indicates that's how we paskin. So although the cool position is Rabbi Eliezer, we do in fact paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So
for Arab, does he also mean for Shita?
For both of them, yeah.
But not Erev Tafshilim, right?
Right. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, that's Machlokas, again, anything or Kikar. So the Mishnah says, Vafilu Mapis Saul. Let's say you have a huge loaf of bread, who proves it, but it's broken, that actually Ein Marvin has to be Shalem. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is continuing to say, is Chumer, that it must be bread, and the bread can't be a proof, so it can't be broken, but Kikar Ki Isser, if it's a tiny piece of bread, a tiny loaf, who Shalem, but it's complete, Marvin, but you are allowed to use it. And Rashi does point out, last Rashi on the page before turning, who Shalem Marvin Bo, Ubilvad, Shusham Kikaros Harbe, Kugogeris the Cholech Aviachet. As long as it's the proper shear like we discussed yesterday, that's how small it can be. It can't be a tiny loaf of bread. It has to be enough where a grogeris goes for each party. But again, the second din of Rabbi Yeshua is it must be shalim, even if it's small. If it's huge and it's broken, it actually would not work. So the Gemara now says in the top of Pei Aleph, Tanina Chada Zimna. We already learned this once before. We learned this Daf Chavav, that Bechol Ma'arvin U'Mishatvin Chutz Minamayim U'Mamelech, that you could use anything you want except for water and salt. You should remember this statement. So why repeat it here on Daf Pei? So Amar Rabba Lafuke Mid Rabbi Yeshua, to exclude Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, Damar Kikar In Midi Achrini Lo Kamashlan Bechol, that you would have thought that maybe Rabbi Yeshua's position is correct. So therefore, the Mishnah earlier says Bechol Marvin to tell me we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That could be Bechol. I just told you we don't Lamaisa, but at least the Gemara at this stage thinks that maybe we should paskin against Rabbi Yeshua. That's why again the emphasis is on Bechol Marvin again, even though we know it once before. So Gemara says, wait a second. Asivei Abayi asks the question, B'chol Ma'aravin, you could use anything to make an Erev, whether it's Erev Chatzeros, U'b'chol Meshatvin, Shittu Mufaos, V'lo Amru La'ari V'pas, Ela B'chatzer Bilvad. So we only say to use bread when it comes to a Chatzer. Okay, it's a little confusing how this works out, but I'll explain. Man Shmasle Damar Pas, who's the one who holds you use pass in who allows only for pas to be used for the Erev and nothing else? That's Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua is the author of the Brisa, and even though he's the author, the Katani Bechol, it starts off by saying Bechol. So the Gemara doesn't say it's a machlokes here. When it says Bechol, if you look at Rashi, what Rashi says Bechol means, Rashi says, V'lo amru la'ari bepas, u'bechol maravin deresha, when it says Bechol in the beginning of the statement, hachi kamar, Bechol mine pas, ma'arvin eruve chatzer. It doesn't mean Bechol every type of food, every type of pas, whether it's made of wheat, whether it's made of barley, whether it's made of spelt, whatever it's made of, all types of bread, but it must be bread. So here as well, we shouldn't be so bothered when it says b'chol in the brayse above. Maybe it doesn't mean all foods, maybe it means all types of breads, and it's not a raya against Rabbi Yeshua, not kashig to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amaraba Barchana, Lafuki mid Rabbi Yeshua, Tamar Shleima in Prusalo. Now, Lagabe, the halacha of bread versus other food, we actually have not rejected Rabbi Yeshua. And as I told you already, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, it must be bread. But there's another machlokes, whether you could use a prusa or not a prusa, whether you could use a broken bread or not. So when we say we're excluding Rabbi Yeshua, we're excluding Damar Shleima in prusa lo, kamashalam that bechol, you're allowed to even use a prusa. That's the brisa, bechol, all types of breads, full breads, broken breads, that's all allowed, that's the kasha, but it has to be bread. So now the Gemara wants to know, uprusa my time alo, why should a person not use a bread that's been broken, that's not complete, that's not whole? So Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Mishum Eva. Because Eva, what's the Eva? If you look at Rashi to explain the Eva that's concerning here, he says, Mishum Eva, halfway down the Rashi, Shibon Lide Machlokis is going to lead to a fight. Shomer Ani no Sein Shleima Vata Prusa, I donate a whole piece of bread, and you're a stingy person, you gave a slice of bread? Come on, we're all in this together, we have to be equal parties. So because of Eva, they said, everyone must give a Shleima. So the Gemara says, okay, according to this logic that's all about Eva, Amar Le Rav Acha Berei D'Rava, the Rav Ashi, Irvu Kulam Beprusas Mahu. Let's say we all are, you know, decide together, we'll all give a slice of bread. So there's no Eva, we're all giving the same stingy piece of slice of bread, not a whole bread. Would that work? So the Gemara says, in theory, that would actually work, that would avoid the issue of Eva. However, Amar Le Shema Yachzer Davar Le Kukul, it might go back to the way things were initially, and a person might give a shlema, and the guy might give a prusa, that's going to lead to machlokas. They said across the board, even if everybody agrees to give a prusa, we don't allow people to give a prusa, everyone must give a shlema only.
But we don't hold that. If we hold that prusa is okay, right?
No, we hold the issue of a shlema. It has to be a shlema.
We hold both Rabbi Yeshua, that it has to be passed.
Yeah, shlema. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul nitla heimano b'chdei chalasa uchdei dimua ma'arvin la ba. So the din is that if a person has bread and you took away a challah, the shear of a challah, or you took away the shear of a dimua. Dimua is when you have chulin and shuah mixed together. It's if you look at Rashi, we'll explain the Rashi says here, kidei dimua. First Rashi chalasa. You take away the challah, ain't a chisaron. That's not called the chisaron, shizel tikuna. You need to be mafresh challah before eating it. So that's not called missing from the bread. That was necessary for one to eat the bread. And kidei dimua. Im nidma shenafla chuma bechulin. If chuma fell into chulin, v'asu mimenu kikarzu, and you made a bread of this mixture of chuma and chulin, but not li mimana dimua echad mimea letakana. You take away 1 out of 100. That's how you fix a dimua. So that also is good enough. That's fine. You can use that as an eruv. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'atani, doesn't the Braisa say kidei dimua marvin loba kidei chalasa ein marvin loba? But we have a braisa that says, if you're removing the dimua, that's allowed, but if you remove the chalasa, that actually is not going to be allowed, it will be considered a chisaron if you remove the chala. So, should one remove the chala or not? Is removing the chala considered a chisaron of erev or not? And the Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha b'chalas nachtom, ha b'chalas ba'abai. So it depends who's taking the chala. As we'll see in just a moment, there's a different shear that when a baker is taking chala out of his bread versus a ba'abai is taking out chala from his bread. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chala, shir chala, what's the amount of chala one has to take to create chala? Echad me'esim v'arba, 1 out of 24, that's the shir of chala. It's a smaller shir from a nachtum, as we'll see. Ha'osa yitzel atzma, person makes his own dough. V'osa l'mishta b'no, he's making something for a party for his child, the wedding. Echad me'esim v'arba, it's a 1/24th, no matter what the purpose is. Unless a person's a nachtum, shu'osa l'michor b'shuk, he's selling. Or a woman is selling out of her basement, she's selling, then all she has to take, or he has to take, is echad me'arba u'shmon. It's a smaller shear when a person's a baker. So a person's a baker, takes out 1/48, since the shear is so small, you take out, so that actually doesn't ruin the shlemis, that you could still use as an eruv. But if you're a baal bayis, and taking out 1/24, that's a more significant shear, that would actually ruin the ability to use it as a shlema for the purposes of eruv. So Gemara says there is a way, however, to fix a prusa. How does one fix a prusa if you have broken up bread? Let's say it splits. Amar Rav Chisda, tafra b'kisem marvin laba. If you sew together with a kisem, you take a little, I don't know, like a toothpick, and you put them together so they appear as if they're one whole bread, that actually works for the purpose of Erev. Even though it's not actually Shlema, it will still work, because we know the whole reason why you shouldn't use Prusa is because of Eva. Now the guy doesn't think it's broken, he thinks it's Shalem, if it's just Shlema, that would work. So again, Tafra B'kisem, you sew it together, you stick it together using a toothpick, Marvin Labba, you'll have to make it as an Erev. But the Braisa says, V'hatanya, ain't Marvin Labba. One should not use such a bread that's been sewed together with a toothpick. So lo kasha, ha di yadia tifra, ha di lo yadia tifra. Depends whether it's noticeable or not. If you can notice that, oh come on, don't sell that to me. It's clearly broken. I see the split. So then you can't use that as an error. But if the toothpick's able to hold it together, whereby it's not noticeable, then everybody would agree you're allowed to do this. Now, Rav Yaakov Emden asks an interesting question. There's a din found in the Mishnah in Maseches Olos that the gabe hilchos tumah, when it comes to chibur, when something's metame one item, it's metame something else because it's connected. or let's say for purpose of the mikvah, certain there's dinim of chibur when it comes to tumah, the Mishnah clearly states that connecting something with a toothpick does not create chibur. So how come by Hilchos Tumah we don't allow the chibur to be created with the kisem, but here by Hilchos Erevin we do allow the kisem to work as a chibur? So that's Rav Yaakov Endin's question. So what he answers along with Rav Moshe, he says, very simple solution. The answer is that one's a din deraisa, one's a din derabanan. Hilchos Tumah, the dinam of chibur is a din deraisa, and therefore kisem does not create a chibur, because dinam deraisa needs a real chibur, not an artificial chibur. When it comes to Hilchos Erevin, which is only a din derabanan, the creating and the need for a pas is only a din derabanan, so we're much more lenient, and we can allow this artificial chibur to be in effect. That's the simple solution of Rav Moshe and of Yaakov Endin. The Shvus Yaakov says it differently. He says, no, really it's not a chibur. I mentioned this before. But and the whole point is Mishum Eva. And because if the guy can't notice it, so it's very simple, it's Mishum Eva, it has nothing to do with Hilchos Tumah. Now this halacha also... And what, how you translate it in English would be animosity, which means there would be fighting, tension. So I gave this amount of money, you gave a couple quarters, you gave a slice of bread. People get upset when those things happen, and it makes sense. So you wanted there to be an equal partnership. So now, there is a din brought down actually in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to the halachas of Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, we know you have to have a complete bread, it has to be shleimah. So you're allowed to use a toothpick to connect. If it's broken, could you connect the two of them together? And the Sefer Okeach is brought down by Shulchan Aruch that one is allowed to. You can actually put them together. That as well. Well, no, it's based on the month. It might depend how it says yom, three times. It could be. Yeah. It could be, yeah. Interesting point. It could be. But it's clear from the Sefer Rekeach and the Shulchan Aruch that one can use a kisem as long as you don't notice that it's actually separated. Okay. The Gemara now says, back inside, halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Shmuel, Ma'arvin bepas orez u bepas dochen. You're allowed to use rice, and what's dochen again? Millet. You could use these things. And Amar Marukva lididi mefarshli minei demar Shmuel is explained to me, bepas orez ma'arvin u bepas dochen Ain Marvin, he argues by the pas dochen, and the reason what the Rishonim explain is because people don't really eat bread made of a millet, and therefore it's not considered really pas. You have to use pas, not some type of replacement.
So it would be hamotzi, or would it be...
No, it would not be hamotzi. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim in the Gemaras and Brachos. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Ma'arvin bepas adashim. You're allowed to use lentil based bread. So Ain, is that really true? V'ha ahi dahavi b'shnei demar Shmuel. So could you really use it? Is pas adashim really edible? They once a situation happened in the times of Mar Shmuel, and someone threw a lentil bread, whatever you call it, bread made from lentil, they threw it to the dogs, and the dogs wouldn't eat it. If the dogs wouldn't eat it, certainly humans wouldn't eat it. So I don't understand why that would be the case. So the Gemara says, no, hahu deshar minim havya. That lentil bread he threw at the dogs wasn't just lentil bread. It was a mixture, a combination of all different types of bread and recipe ingredients, and that's why he didn't eat it. But if it was pas adashim, that would be edible. Bein bekela, bein ba'adam, that would work. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, it's a pasuk that's found in Yechezkel, it says, v'ata kach lecha chitim usorim upol va'adashim, and v'dochen v'kusmin, all these types of breads are referred to mixed together. And it goes on to say that this was a bread that wasn't eaten. It was something that was disgusting. So either way, it wasn't such a fine piece of bread. That's where the bread that the dogs didn't eat. So Gemara says, Rav Papa, going back, referring to the pasuk in Yechezkel, that bread that was disgusting, Rav Papa Amar, Hait Tzluya B'Tzas Adam Havi. The reason why that was disgusting because it was roasted in Tzas Adam, in the excrement of humans. So that's why it was disgusting. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk later on in that parak in Yechezkel, it says the words, V'hi B'Golei Tzeas Ha'adam, to Gana Leinem, so that's why it was disgusting, that's why it wasn't eaten. Okay, not a very pleasant thought. So Gemara says, now since we've been discussing this bread of Yechezkel, I don't know the whole background, the whole Maisa, so Gemara wants to know, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk we just read, in the beginning of that Pasuk, it says, Mai v'ugas sorum tochalanu, that the cakes, the cookies, the bread of sorum you should eat. Amar Rav Chisda, this word sorum should be darshan l'shi'urim, apparently in that Maisa of Yechezkel, Rashi says, this bread that we said was a combination of wheat and barley and beans and lentils, so why is it at the end emphasizing the fact that it's only barley? There are many other ingredients in that bread. Because it should really be darshan shi'urim, that he didn't eat a lot of it, he ate a little bit because he was so hungry, he was starving, he ate just a little bit, b'shi'urim. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Rav Papa Amar, that passing Yecheskel, Arevasa, Karevas Saorim, Nevlo Karevas Chitim. This bread that was a combination of different types of ingredients was not fashioned, was not braided like one would braid Chita, but rather the way one would braid Saorim. Rashi just explains here, when a person makes barley bread, never heard of barley bread, it's not a chash of a pas, it's not significant. So when you make it, it's not made so nicely. When you make wheat-based bread, you make it very nice and smooth and the braids. So when they made this bread of the combination of ingredients, they made it like one would make a seora bread, which is not nice, and they didn't make it the way you would make a arevas chitim. Okay. The Mishnah now on the bottom here of Naf Pei Aleph, on Aleph, the Mishnah teaches us that no Saint Adam Mea, I had one point to make here, I think. Actually, no, I don't. So the Mishnah goes on to say now, no Saint Adam Mea lechenvani, so let's say a person says the way it normally works to create an Erev is that you want to, everyone participates and gives bread. They give bread in order to establish an Erev. But this guy gave money instead of bread. So he gave the money to the local baker, and he said to the baker, listen, when everyone comes to get the bread from you, my money is going to be the way I'm going to be part of this Erev. Now we're going to see some machlokas whether a person could acquire the Erev with money or not. But typically the case is using bread. Usually people give bread and the wheat, and the baker may make something together, but money is a discussion. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if I give money to the baker, that actually allows me to participate in the Erev. That's the understanding. And according to Chachamim Omrim, they say, lo zachu lo ma'osav, the money actually does not work. So just look at Rashi's here in the Mishnah before turning the page. Rashi says that, lo zachu lo ma'osav, Rashi says, according to Chachamim, giving the money doesn't work. She'ein ma'os konos ad she'imshach. Right, if I give money to buy something, by me paying for an item, if I don't actually take the item out, I have not acquired it. The only way you acquire something is through meshicha, through pulling it. But through maos konos, we say maos enos konos. We don't allow money alone to work. So by me giving money to the baker, not actually taking something from him, that does not work. That does not give me rights to the bread. V'afilu erev ha-chenvani hazeh l'chol ha-achem. Even though this chenvani, the store owner, or the baker, does make an erev on behalf of everyone else, v'zicha gam lezeh, and he's mezakat to everyone else, right? The baker could say, I'm lifting up my wine, my bread for everyone else. So normally that would work. He says, I'm giving it to you, Reuven, lift it up, and be mezakat for everyone in the chatzah. That normally would work. But when I give money, that does not work. I cannot actually be zocha through this. Why not? Because zicha gam lezeh ain't no erev. It's not an erev for me who I gave money. Sharei, lo niskavim lezachos al b'matana, manas chinam. My intention of being part of this Erev was not through a gift. I didn't want to be part of it as a gift. Kishar Mezakin, like everybody else. Liknos Hameh, I wanted to buy into the bread. Now, once I'm taking the avenue of buying into the bread, Hare Eino Knuilo. Well, giving money alone without pulling the bread does not create an acquisition. And the Chavin, the Maos Eino Kono, since money does not buy, Lo Samcha Daita Dahai, I wasn't relying on his Zuchus that he was trying to do for me. Lo Havi Daita Laknuye. Now, I actually made things worse. Had I not given, I'm a nice guy. I tried helping out with the money, but actually makes things worse for me. Had I stayed quiet, stayed alone, his zuchus for me and everyone else would have worked. But by me, again, trying to take the avenue of giving money, maos eino konos, and I have no smichas das on his being mezaka for me, and therefore I'm out of the picture according to the chachamim. No, there's Rashi in the first Rashi in the Mishnah that said he lived in that chatzar. He lived there. He lived in the chatzar.
He said, well, he didn't give anything because
he had took his money. He took his bread. He was using his bread.
Was that right? If you don't give money, then you have to give bread, right?
No, again, something? No. The guy can be mezakah for everybody else.
He could
with his own food. Yeah, I can be mezakah for you. Exactly. It's a matnas chinam. So Mishnah now says, "And pay alpha mebeis and modim bishar kol adam shezachol lamaosav." Shane Marvin Adam El Badaito. This was only a restriction with a chenvani, with a nachtam, but a stam person, we'll see in the Gemara who a stam person is, but it just means a regular balabas. So a stam person giving money to him to be mezakah for everyone actually would work. Why would that work? What's the difference by giving money to an Adam versus giving to a chenvani? So Rashi writes on the top here, Modim Bishar Kol Adam, Mefarish B'Gemara, referring to a balabas, not a store owner. Shamar Lo Chavero Helach Me'azu, V'zachli Be'erev V'halach V'zichlo. Here's the money, and please include me in the Erev. Why does that work? Why is that better than a chenvani? Shekana Erev, the whole ve'ein ba'bais ragil limchor kikaros. The guy, my neighbor, doesn't sell bread. Lo niskavin ze'el lasos ha'shliach v'nasek omer lo arvli. I didn't have an intent of buying bread from him. He doesn't sell bread. Clearly, my intention by giving him money was, have me in mind, when you're going to be a shliach to be mezakeh for everyone else in the chatzar, have me in mind to be a shliach for me as well. Elalas, again, the gavi chenvani gufei, the chenvani as well. I amr le ariv li, arminan begemar tekani. Meaning, by the chenvani himself, if I said to him, here's the money, be my shliach, that would actually work, if I pointed him shliach. Problem is, I didn't say to be a shliach by a chenvani, I just said, buy me bread. So I got stuck. But that's only really a relevant shayla by a chenvani who sells things. I was trying to take an avenue of buying and selling. Malos ein okonos. But when it comes to my neighbor who doesn't sell things, my giving him money to him was clearly not to buy something. He doesn't sell bread. It was clearly me indicating, please represent me, be my shliach, and be mezakeh for me. That would work. Even Chacham would agree. Modim, again, Modim b'shar kodim, shezach l'maos of the money would actually allow me to be part of the Erev. And as the Rashi says further, v'she'ein marvin lo l'adam ela daitu. You have to have the awareness. The Rashi just explains here, because when he gave the money to the chenvani, my das was not for the shliach, my das was for a kinyan, so that's why it doesn't work. But when it comes to my baal bayis, my neighbor, my das was to point him a shliach, so there has to be the das of the individual for things to take effect. So now the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Vam Amurim, when is this all true? Beiruve Tchumim, Aval Beiruve Chatzeros, Marvin Ledaito, Vishlo Ledaito, Vishadachim Adam, Shlobafanav, Vein Chavin Adam. So we saw this already discussed before, that this is all true, that you have to have das only by Erev Tchum. Because why? It could be a chov to the guy. My Tchum, as we know, it's not that I get 2,000 amos in addition to what I have. It moved my 2,000 amos. So in reality, I really have 4,000 amos wherever I am. I'm here in the center for Shabbos. I have 2,000 amos to the east, 2,000 amos to the west. Now, if I want to adjust those 4,000 amos, I can move all 4,000 amos to the east and have nothing to the west. So it could be a zechus, but it goes to be a chova. So you can't be chavim la'adam shalabafanim, I have to have awareness. So this restriction only applies to Erev Tchum, that you need das. But Erev Chatzeres could only be beneficial for the person. I don't lose anything. All I could gain is being able to carry my chatzer or the adjacent chatzer. So bein medaito, bein shalabadaito, that's going to work because that's always going to be a zechus. Zachin la'adam shalabafanim. So the Gemara now wants to know. We had in Machlokas at the beginning of the mission here that whether or not if a guy gives money, maos, to the chenvani or the denachtom, whether that erev would work. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would work. According to the Chachamim, it would not work. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why would it work? So my time with Rabbi Eliezer, holo mashach, you never did a mashicha. So if I give money to the guy to buy something, and I never actually took the item off the shelf, there's no mashicha, I have not made an acquisition. So I just gave money to the nachtam. I gave money to the chenvani, there's no mashicha, so where's the acquisition? Where's the kin? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Asa Rabbi Eliezer, Kedal Prakim Bishanam. Rabbi Eliezer made his din like we have four prakim b'shana. What's four prakim b'shana? So this is a Mishnah Maseches Kulim. And Kulim, I'll say outside first, and then we'll read together inside. The din is, let's say, if I go to the butcher. So a cow, let's say, costs $1,000. So I want to buy $10 of the cow. So the guy's not going to shech this cow for $10. He could sell it to a family for much more money than that. So it's not worth it to shech it. But four prakim of the year, four times a year, we'll see those four times in a year, just a second, where there's such a interest, such a demand for meat. So if I want $10, the shochet actually has to shecht it for my $10, even though there's another $990 left he's not selling, because it's certain he's going to sell that money as well, because there's such a high demand those four times of the year. So I could force the shochet to shecht it for my couple of dollars of meat that I want. So the Mishnah says, and we'll put this all together. So what's the Mishnah again in Maseches Chulin? That Ditnan, Bidad Prakam Elu, these four times of the year, we'll see the four times in a second in Rashi and Tosos, Elu Mashchitin Esatabach Bal Karcho. You could force the Shochet to Shecht against his will. Afilu Shor Shava El of Dinar. Even if the Shor is worth 1,000 Dinar. Vein Lokech El of Dinar Echad. And all he wants is one Dinar. He wants one, 0.1% of the entire cow, the Shoch. He could Kofen Oso Lishchot. You're able to force him to Shecht it. What are the four times a year? So, if you just look at Rashi first, let's look at Rashi. Bedad prakim demitaritz Rabbi Yochanan lekaman demidu behen chachamin chachamin devrayim al din Torah demalz konos. They were able to fall back. The Raisa really malz arkonos. The chacham made a gzeira that they shouldn't do. So we'll see why. But even though normally malz are arkonos during the rest of the year, on these four times of the year they were able to fall back on the din deraisa that malz are actually kone. So when I give a dollar for the cow, I now own the cow, at least part of it. I could force him to sell it, even though I never pulled the cow. and one of the four times of the year. So Rashi explains here, B'dal prakam elu b'perek osu es b'no, perek in Maseches Chulin, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Tov Shel Achron Shel Chag, Erev Yom Kippur B'galo. So really four, and according to some, five different times of the year. Tosa asks about Erev Sukkot. That's the one that's left off the list. Tosa says because Erev Sukkot were very, very busy trying to buy lulav and building a sukkah, so there's no time to shech things. So that's why it's different. There are a lot of questions on that because Erev Pesach were probably even busier than Erev Sukkot. But if you look in the Rishonim in Maseches Chulin, they talk in greater length than other reasons. But these are the four or five times a year we do this. So that being the case, back inside the Gemara now. So the din is, again, that the you could force a shochet to shech the bal karcho, lefikach. Therefore, in mace lokech, let's say I gave a dollar to the shochet, and he didn't shech it yet, and the animal drops dead, I actually lose out the money. I can't do anything with a nevela. I only lost a dollar, not a lot of money. But let's say I give $100 towards it, and the animal drops dead before the shechita, I lose the money. I can't say I want my money back, because the maos are konels these four times of the year. So the Gemara says, okay, so then, lifikach in mace lokeach, halomashach, how's that fair? I didn't do the mashicha yet, I shouldn't have to lose out, because I gave $100, where's the kinyan? So Amar Rav Huna, oh, bishamashach, you did mashicha, and since I did mashicha, so if it dies, it's my animal, I lost the animal, it's an avail for me. Well, Yehachiv is a case where there's Mashiach, a Masefa. Look at the continuation of that mission of Maseches Chulin. B'shai Mos Hashanah, the rest of the year, you cannot force the Shochet to Shecht it. Ain't okay, it's not the case. And therefore, Lefigach in Mes Lamocher, if it dies, it's actually the Mocher who loses out the money. Bamai, HaMashach, we just said it's a case where the Mashiach. So if I, as Lokeach, I did Mashiach, Bein B'dal Prakum B'shana, Bein B'shai Mos Hashanah, when there's Mashiach, I, as the lokech, certainly own it, so I should lose out, even in B'shar Yom HaShana. So how come the Mishnah says, I wouldn't lose out if it's mace lamocher during B'shar Yom HaShana? It must be that there was no Mashiach. So if there's no Mashiach, how did I acquire it during those Dal Prakam HaShana? You know the answer already, because I explained to you, but we haven't gotten there yet in the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Liyolam B'shalom Mashach. Really? There's no Mashiach. So there's no Mashiach, how was I kone it as a lokech? So there's a zuchus. Someone's mezakeh for me. Someone else was zocha on my behalf. And zachal al mishlo b'fanav. That's what took place. So the Gemara explains the zuchus that b'dal prakim elu the zuchus alo on the dal prakim where there's a high demand and perhaps low supply. It's a zuchus from the guy like cuts a line for me and saves something. That's a zuchus. Zachal al mishlo b'fanav. I want to have it. However, there, I don't need something to be zakah for me. I don't need the money. I don't need the meat right away. There's plenty of supply. There's not a high demand. I'd rather not have the guy mezakeh for me in case it dies on the way. So it's actually a chov for me the rest of the year. So it's a case where a person zakhan on my behalf, and sometimes it will be a zuchus to me, and sometimes it will be a chov. That's the difference between the reisha and the seifa. The reisha is b'dal prakim b'shana, that's a zuchus, and the seifa is a shaymos hashana, where it's a chov, and that's the difference whether the keach is konet or not. That's the first suggestion. But the second suggestion, which is why we really brought this brisa here, is Rav Ila Amar Rav Yochanan. Another reason is b'dal prakim elu hemidu chachamim divrem adivrei Torah. During the rest of the year, we say Maos Eino Konos as a derabanan. But on the four prakim a year, the Chachamim did away with their gzera, and they didn't require Mashiach, and they fell back on the din deraisa that Maos are actually Konos. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. There's actually an interesting Ragashavar, an interesting funny story of the Ragashavar. Used to write things in Ayin this Gemara, Ayin that Gemara, and he didn't really explain what he meant. So one time he sent a message, part of his sefer. He was writing a sefer, wrote like the first page, and he did send Mar Mokomos afterwards, and no one knew what he meant there. And then they sent back, we don't understand what your language is. What are you referring to, this Gemara, that Gemara? And he sent it again, and different Gemaras, and he didn't understand what he was referring to. Finally, he wrote straight out, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. You want the rest of my sefer, you need to pay for it, Maos Konos. So he's referring to the Gemaras in the Erevin, the Gemaras of Babasiya, that use the line, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. So either way, midder Isa, Maos are Konos, umitnei ma amru Mashiach Konos. How come they said that Mashiach is Kona? Gezer Hashemah yomer lo nisifu chitecha baliyah. Maybe the guy's going to say, oh, you bought my items and they got burnt. In other words, if I'm going to buy an item from you, I want to buy wheat. He said, okay, no problem. Give me $100. Here's $100. I gave it and I own it. Now the guy's going to say, oh, your wheat already burnt. It's done already. It's yours. That burnt in my storage house, that's yours. Too bad. It's your loss. So they wanted to avoid that from happening. So they said the acquisition is not complete until you actually took your chita, till you took your items, lest the person claim that your items got damaged wherever they are. But that's only, again, a gzera midrabanan. But chachamim could always fall back on the deraisa. So in these instances of the dalad prakim bishana, they said they would fall back on the malus konos. And so too here as well, the Reb Elazar said, by the Erev, we're also able to be makel and allow most konos, even though in general we say not. By this case, Reb Elazar felt you can. Now, we don't paskin like Reb Elazar, I don't think this din. You have to actually, most eino konos, but at least Reb Elazar in his world felt that was the explanation. So Gemara now says, around halfway down the Amud here, Umodim b'shar kol adam v'chulav, that the rest of the people, Chachamim would agree, by a regular Baal Bas, one would be able to give money, and that would be his way of connecting to the Erev, because it's not a question of Maos Konos, this is just a question of appointing him a Shliach. So man shar kol adam, who are the other people? We mentioned this before. Amarav Baal Habayis. A Baal Habayis, a guy who doesn't sell, not a Chenvani, not a Nachtom, just a regular person living in your neighborhood. This was only true of this whole din, that maus eino konos by a nachtom, by a baker, or by a chenvani. He could be kona with the money that's given to him. So now that we made one chiluk, the Gemara is going to make another, introduce another, a couple other chilukim. It's only true if you gave money to the guy, but if a guy gave kli, an item, a utensil, that would actually be a kinyan. Rashi said that would be utilizing kinyan suder. Kinyan suder would be if I'm giving you an item and you switch an item with me. We use kinyan suder all the time, but switching a handkerchief or something like that, or using a yarmulke to be kona for tanaim and ksubas and things of that sort. So a kinyan suder would work. We only say when using money, maos eino konas, but using a suder, using a kli, that would actually work. He says even for a chenvani and for a nachtom. And one other chiluk, he says of Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela damerlei zacheli. Aval avar arvli shliach shavir kani. If he says zachli, which means he wants to make a zechus, he wants to be zoch of something, he wants a kinyan, that's when we say malus eino konos. But if he tells the chenvani, I want you arvli, I want you to be my messenger, even though he gave money, then it's clear he's appointing him as a shliach, and then it actually would work to be mezaka for this individual. Okay. Gemara now says, quotes from the end of the Mishnah. Mishnah said that Amr Yehuda, Bamed Dvar Murim, he said that this whole distinction about the money that has to be Midaito is only true of Erev Tchum, as we said before, because it could be a Chov him, he has to be aware. It's a Chov otherwise, possibly, but Erev Chatzer is where it's always is a Chos for him, so then the din would be even Shiloh Midaito. So Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Kareb Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Tanakhama. V'lo, oh, not only that, Ela Komakum Shishana Rabbi Yehuda. The Erevin halacha kamal. So anywhere you see Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchos Erevin, we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amrlei Rav Chana Bagdasa. I'm not sure how to pronounce exactly. It's Baghdad. So he came from Baghdad. Rabbi Yehuda. He says Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Shmuel Afilu B'Mavoi Shenitla Karosav. Oh, L'chayav. Is that even true in a situation where a Mavoi whose Karos or Lechi was taken? And Rashi says in the bottom here, B'Shabbos, they fell off or they're taken away on Shabbos. The makel by Rabbi Yehuda, by Per Kol Gaglus, he's very makel. V'amar Mutarin Lo'osa Shabbos, since Shabbos had begun with the Korah, with the Lechi in place, even though they were moved later on, it's good for the rest of Shabbos. While others argue, Rabbi Yehuda's makel. Are you going to go so far to allow that dinos of that cool of Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara said, Amar Lei, Be'erivin Amarti Lecha, V'lova Mechitos. I didn't say in all Meseches Erivin. I said anything related to the dinim of Erivin, not to the dinim of Mechitos. Erevin, as Rashi says, it's kol heichad the ayri behilchos kinias eruv. When you buy an eruv, again, we oftentimes get confused. We call the string around the community an eruv. It's not really an eruv. Those are mechitzos. It's a tzus pesach. That's not an eruv. An eruv is the pas, the bread that combines everyone. So we're only makel Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to acquiring the bread. When it comes to building mechitzos, we don't pas like Rabbi Yehuda. We're not makel like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara then says, Amar Lei Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, the Rav Ashi, Halacha Michal De Pligi. We said just above that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And whenever you say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that implies that someone is arguing. That's why you have to say he's the right Halacha. So does that really imply that someone argues? Halacha Michal De Pligi, V'Hamer B'Shuben Levi, Kol Makom Shemar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Uvameh B'Mishasenu. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses the language Emasai, when is this true? Or Vameh, when he makes some type of qualification, Einu Ela Lefarish Divi Chachamim. He's not arguing, he's coming to clarify. He's not arguing, so there's no machlokas. It's not a halacha ki michlal de pligi. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim are in agreement. He's just elaborating on the position of Chachamim. So Gemara says, Velo pligi, they don't argue. Vaha Anantam, we have a Mishnah. If more people come to the neighborhood, they move to the chatzar, you have to add more money, you have to mezake on behalf, you have to let people know, so tzarech leodia, hasam b'chatzar shebein shnei mevals. We said that's a chatzar between two different alleyways. For Hamar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Chista, Zos Ameris, Cholkin Alav, Chaverav, Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that there's a machlokas there by Rabbi Yehuda, even though he used the language of Bameh or Amasai, that there is a machlokas against Rabbi Yehuda, even when using that language. So that's not true. Bameh or Amasai doesn't imply an explanation, it implies a machlokas. So Gemara says, and this Gemara actually happens a few places in Shas, Ella Gavra, Agava Karamis. You're sung a gavra against a gavra. In other words, Rabbi Shua ben Levi versus Shmuel. Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt whenever the word bameh and amasai is used by Rabbi Yehuda, it's just an explanation. And on the other hand, Shmuel felt whenever bameh is used, it's actually a machlokas. So it's not a problem. Mar kasavar pligi, mar savar lo pligi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Shmuel have a machlokas how to understand the language of bameh over amasai. Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt those words are to elaborate on chachamim, and Shmuel felt that those words are to argue. So this is machlokas marayim, how to interpret Rabbi Yehuda's words. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. As I mentioned before, this is the I just finished.